welcome friends, and we're buying a little bit of a time so our musicians can be positioned upstairs. But welcome, welcome to that second Sunday of Advent. It's good that we are all here together. And together we will encounter God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. And a special announcement too, to remind everybody that after the service, we'll be decorating our tree out front, so please participate. We'll welcome you to this space and join us. Well, let us begin with the words printed in our bulletin. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promises I made.
The Lord is our righteousness. Let us wait with hope and expectation.
Everlasting God.
You love justice and you hate wrongdoing. We confess the fear, greed, and self-centeredness that make us reluctant to work against oppression. We are complicit in systems of exploitation. We choose comfort over courage. We are careless with creation's bounty. Look upon us with mercy. Turn our hearts again. Make us glad to do your will and to walk in your ways for the sake of our waiting world. Amen.
Hear these words of assurance. God clothes you with garments of salvation and covers you with robes. robes of righteousness. In the tender compassion of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. God's covenant is eternal, and God's blessing rests on you.
Amen. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For peace throughout the world, for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
For your people here who have come to give you praise, for the strength to live your word, let us pray to the
Amen.
to prepare the way for your Holy Son. By his coming,
your church our growth as people of repentance and peace, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And at this point, I invite our children up, but this something special is going to happen right now. And instead of me giving a children's sermon, the children are going to give us something. So let's welcome them. And I just wanted to add, though, one thing. The Magi have arrived in this church. And they'll make their slow procession in our church up to the crash for Epiphany. So please have fun with us and make sure you identify where the Magi are this Sunday and watch how they move around with that.
Okay, so the children, we have been working on this little skit since the fall term started. But Clara's not here, so I'm playing the part of the child. and so this is our little Advent skit. We knew the traditional 4 weeks of Advent, but the children and I are going to present some other ideas that are frequently associated with this season. And so Liliana's going to start as our announcer.
Christmas on December 25th. Since this event is on everyone's mind, the station boss asked me to go to the street to get answers to the question, what word do you associate with Christmas? Here's someone now. Excuse me, I'm Leon, the station FPC. Would you mind telling our viewers what word you associate with Christmas?
Christmas? Your viewers? Oh, where's the camera? Well, if you want one word, I'd say production.
Production? That's what you think when I ask you about Christmas?
Yes, indeed. American women have to produce Christmas. It wouldn't happen if we didn't. Why, with all the cooking, card writing, decorating, shopping, list making, well, you know all that has to be done. It's a big production. No wonder I get so tired.
Thank you for answering, and break a leg on the Christmas show. Say, young man, really? How about answering a question on a big news story?
Questions? What is this, a sidewalk test? Is it a hard question?
No, it's just what you think. What word do you think when I say Christmas?
What do I think of? That's easy. Presents! The presents are what Christmas is all about. Want to hear what I'm asking for this year? Huh? Do you?
No, I'm afraid we don't have time for that. Thanks for answering my question. Hope you get lots of presents. Excuse me, sir?
Yes? What is it? Hurt. I'm in a hurry to get to work.
I'm with Station FPC. I'm asking the people on the street what word they associate with Christmas. Would you take a minute to answer that question for our viewers?
My answer is the same as any sane adult's would be. Payments. That's what Christmas brings to mind. Every year, it's the same thing. You gotta be spent sensible and not spend too much. And every January, it's the same thing. Maxed out charge cards. Christmas means payments. You gotta get to work. Any more questions?
No more questions. Thanks for taking our time with us. Good luck paying all your bills. Time for one more quick person on the street interview. He's a pleasant looking person. Do you have a moment for today's top news story for Station FPC?
Why? Yes. I suppose I watched on the streets, viewers, before today's question.
The fast approach of Christmas is on everyone's mind right now. What word do you associate with Christmas?
I mean, what do you, I think of when I remind me of Christmas? what is on my mind this time of year? Easy. I'm glad to tell you. I praise God for sending the Son of Jesus to the earth. Christmas, joyful time. Praise for me.
Yes. Well, thank you for that's certainly a different answer. So I guess you really enjoyed summer.
I certainly do. I hope you will too. Tell your viewers to have a praise-filled Christmas.
Well, folks, there you have it. Today's edition of Beyond the Street. What will it be for you this Christmas season? Yes, we can choose production, payment, present, praise, or some combination of the four. What words do you associate with Christmas? This is Liliana from the station FBC. Good day.
Thank you. first reading today is from Isaiah, the 11th chapter. Hear now the word. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge for the poor, and decide with equity for the oppressed of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion will feed together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm may be found on page 5 of the bulletin. I will read the light print. Please respond with the dark print. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son.
That he may rule your people righteously and the poor with justice.
That the mountains may bring prosperity to the people and the hills in righteousness.
Let them defend thee among the people. Rescue the poor and crush the oppressor.
May he live as long as the sun and moon endure from one generation to another.
Let him come down like rain on the mown field, like showers that water the earth.
In his time may the righteous flourish, and let there be an abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more.
Blessed are you, Lord God, the God of Israel. You alone do wondrous deeds.
And blessed be your glorious name forever, and may all the earth be filled with your glory. Amen, amen. Our second reading is in Romans, the chapter 15. Hear now the word. Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the ancestors, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written. Therefore, I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again, he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people, And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all of Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan. And they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sin. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come, bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is laying at the root of the tree. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water. But one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff will burn with unquestionable fire. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, I always have to say it because it's the only time of year I can say it, but welcome, my brood of vipers. You know, Christmas is unique, right? It's the only season we have a soundtrack to. And I know there are a few outlying songs here and there that really speak to a specific season. But Christmas is the only season where you have a whole month of just dedicated music to the season. And so as we're thinking of music and soundtracks, I have a simple question for us to ponder today. What song is John the Baptist? And are we hearing it correctly? Because I think, especially this text, it's really easy to mishear it. And the why is quite simple. We are all very familiar with the street corner preacher preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But that song, when we hear it in that context, a song of fear, a song of angry God, a song that says you are very bad and you don't act really good, you're going to meet a very unpleasant end. That's a song of fear. Leavenworth for Christmas. And that's a small town in Washington, Bavarian themed, and they have a lighting ceremony, Christmas carols, and it's magical family fun to go there for the lighting ceremony. And as you sing Silent Night, the whole town becomes aglow with Christmas. And yet, once that ceremony dissipated and the crowd started to disappear, almost every year, a group would take to the street corner, raise their Bibles, their voices even higher, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And it's always off-putting. I always kind of wondered in my mind what exactly I was supposed to repent from. What other town gathers thousands of people to celebrate the birth of Jesus? But here we are, real bad sinners, doing something really bad. And that's the problem with that particular song. Because repentance becomes this narrow, narrow understanding of behavior, of moral codes. And moral purity codes are problematic because they're ever shrinking. They're for an ever shrinking group. Because you always find yourself being shrunk on the other side of whatever is right or wrong. And so it's easy for us. When we hear John the Baptist come on the scene, "Repent, for the kingdom is here," to hear that particular song being played. And it's not that song. So let me explain just a few differences. First, did you notice John is not coming into the marketplace? He is not invading the family-friendly event. He is out there in the wilderness. And the people are not subjugated to his loud voice. They are flocking to hear. He is clothed as Elijah. He is the prophet come, and the people are flocking to hear the prophet. And if you flock a long way to hear a prophet, you're probably prepared to hear some hard words. But that's not the only difference. The bigger difference, again, is what is the song we sing? And to understand that, we have to back up just a little bit. And remember the quote from Isaiah that is being quoted here. And hopefully, as I read this, another song is going to pop into your head. But our text begins with this quote. "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. A voice cries out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.' Every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill made low, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed." And when we hear that, perhaps the song that jumps into all of our minds is Handel's Messiah. And if you listen to that song, encourage you, if you don't know it, go home and listen to it. And if you do know it, go home and listen to it. As your eyes are filling up with joyful tears of comfort listening to that song, you realize that the song that's being played is one of comfort, of one of hope, of one of joy. It's not, "You better get ready and do all the things in order to earn your way into God's favor." It is the song that says, "God is coming for you." It is not the song of you doing all the work. It is the song that says, "God is doing all the work. God is returning to the people." And on this lonely road that's been prepared in the wilderness, as John is saying all these things, and we'll have this verse in just a little bit, he looks up, and lo and behold, there is Jesus. And that is the mystery of Christmas. That in Jesus, in the person, in the work, is the mysterious revelation that here is the returning God. The God who does all the work, who has become us, lived our lives, died our death, and rose again with the resurrection that is given for us all. Here is the promise of the returning God. And friends, that's our proclamation. That is the meaning of the season, isn't it? The hope that God is with us. The hope that it is here. Christ's presence is ours. And so, friends, repentance takes on a different meaning. If God is here, if God is with us, if God is in the face of the stranger, if God is in all of our neighbors, if God is present here, can I see it? Can I experience the reality? And if I can't, if we all struggle, and we all struggle, then maybe we have to take that deep, hard look at our own lives and ask the question, what prevents me from encountering this reality? And those things, let us throw them into the fire to be transformed. Repentance is not about us earning our way to God. It's more like us learning to experience the reality of God. This God is with us now, at this table, in the faces of all who are around us. May we turn our hearts to encounter the God who is always here for us. And God is at this table, friends. I invite us all to come in a few moments and taste and see the presence of Christ for us in bread and wine, so that we may learn that God is here. God is everywhere. And may we learn to journey into that presence. Amen.
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 In our waiting and watching, we come to you in prayer, O God, trusting your promise to renew the church, the nations, and the whole creation. With wisdom and understanding, inspire the faithful around the world. Unite hearts and minds in work to address poverty, access to housing, and equity among peoples. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
With counsel and might, move us to care for creation. As we dream of the day when all creatures will flourish alongside one another, guide us in ways humanity and all creation will mutually thrive. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
With righteousness and faithfulness, encourage nations to live in harmony with one another. We pray for international student and teacher exchanges, for our partner churches, and for the shared mission of Lutheran World Relief and Lutheran Disaster Response. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
With steadfastness and encouragement, strengthen those who have lost hope in the face of grief, depression, or disease, especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Annette, George, Vince, Dietmar, Michael, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Julie, Paul, Mike, Kenneth, Tracy, Emma, Catalia, Ed, Steve, Jean, Sue, Sabine, Jean, Joni, for immigrants and refugees, that they may be treated justly, their dignity honored, and their rights upheld. For victims of war and violence, for victims of natural disasters in our nation and around the world, and also for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts. Renew the spirits of those recovering from surgery and medical procedures. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
With welcome and hospitality, embolden us in our shared ministry to overcome all that divides. In acts of repentance, reconciliation, and reparation, may we serve in the way of Christ. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
With joy and peace, we remember our ancestors in the faith. Fill us with the hope of the Holy Spirit now and into the ages of ages. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Draw near to us, O God, as we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, Emmanuel.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you. I
invite you all to share the peace of Christ with those around us.
Thank you.
abundance springs up from the earth. Receive and bless these gifts of your own bounty. Let them be a sign of your steadfast love and faithfulness for all people, through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray as Jesus promised. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, and the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people, and all are welcome to partake in this table, and all, and if you're present here, you are part of this whole. In a moment, the ushers will come forward, and we invite people to come forward to fill our communion rail from right to left. You may receive communion in whatever position feels comfortable to you. You may stand, or you can kneel. Only come with your hand extended, and the bread will be given to you. And then when the wine is passed out on each end, and either take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. But know that this table is for all of us, and you are all welcome.
Thank you.
May the God of peace bless you, the love of Christ sustain you in hope, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit remain upon you now and forever.
Thank you. Thank you.